Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for the process of our faith, the Favor Walk, which is Favor Life, and we thank you so much for joining me. We've been looking at individuals in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but looking at them as chosen people that God has called. And they're unlikely people, but they're people that God has chosen. And they're chosen for the glory of God, chosen to do his will, chosen to bring glory in the earth, chosen to be a weapon against the enemy, chosen to be life and light in the earth for the glory of God. And they're doing it not in their own power nor in their own strength, but in the word and the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. And we look at them and we see them as individuals who are not perfect, but they live a life that they please God, and even in that, they do not always make the right choices. They don't always make the right decisions, don't always obey God, don't always follow his command, but because the word of God has been spoken concerning their life, their mistakes do not make the word of God ineffective. The word of God is so powerful that it's able to cover the multitudes of sin, able to take them to the place that God has predestined, regardless of their imperfections. And I love that about God, because when he speaks a word, that word must come to pass. It must be accomplished. It cannot return back to God void, especially when he has predestined you for his glory, for his call. And it doesn't matter if it's a race of people or if it's a person or it's a family. When God has set his love upon you and he has called you to be what he says, you will see the demonstration of God's power. You will see the demonstration of God's strength. You will see his authority in your life move and manifest in a greater dimension. And we know that everything in our life, if we trust God, we'll work together for the good. We have been looking at individuals, and we've been looking at mindsets in our heart, and we've been looking at the position of our worship and our praise. We've been looking at the process of the walk and the process of faith. We've been looking at so many different things, and we're going to continue to look at those things and be encouraged in this 15 minutes of empowerment. And we've been talking about our identity. And what I love about our identity in Christ Jesus, and even though the enemy tries to make it seem as if our identity is not true, it is true, because the moment that we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior by faith, and we believe and we confess, and the new nature of Jesus Christ becomes ours, we are connected to the new nature and the new identity in Jesus Christ. We have to learn how to walk in our identity, know our identity, know the God of our identity, and also know the adversary who tries to deceive us and seduce us from being all that God says. And he uses the mind, the soulish realm, to bring thoughts, to bring actions, to bring deceitful acts, familiar devices, to try to make us think his thoughts and make his thoughts our thoughts, to make us believe that we are not the righteousness of God, that we are not in right standing with God, that God is frustrated with us, that our life or our situation is going to be hopeless and it's always going to be unchangeable and it's always going to be what the enemy says. But we have to understand those are the weapons of the enemy to keep you from operating in the place that God has called you to. Because if the enemy can get into place of the soul, which is the soulish realm, which is the mind, which is the place where our intellect is, the place where our will is, the place of our feelings. And if he can get there in those areas where we basically think, choose, and feel, and he can get us to think, choose, and feel opposite of what the word of God says, then he has pulled himself around us in our mind to make us move and act in the realm of the feelings instead of the realm of faith. He will make us believe the lie that he's telling us that keeps us living beneath the privilege of what God has already said is ours, keep us living in a means that is lower than the place that we are seated at, which is heavenly places. So the enemy tries to make us think thoughts that are not godly, not heavenly, not thoughts that are in the will of the Lord. He tries to make us choose in our thinking process a way that seemeth right, and at the end there is destruction, which is the way of flesh, the way of reasoning, the way of the enemy, the way of the circumstance, the way of the situation, and make us feel like God has abandoned us, or make us feel like we have no choice, or we're hopeless, or there's no other way out. So he gets us through all of the soulish realm, which is the part of the mind that all of these three chapters or channels are, the intellect, the will, and the emotion. And if he can get us outside of the will of God, thinking outside of the word, choosing outside of the will and the word of God, and feeling disconnected from the God that said that I'll be with you always, never leave you, never forsake you, here until the end of the earth, and if he can get us to start moving in the realm of the flesh, which wars against the spirit, which wars against the word of God, which wars against the plan and the purpose of God, which wars against righteousness. If he can get us to start operating there, then we will live beneath the privileges of what has already been won for us, what has already been conquered for us, what is already ours. So in our identity, we understand who we are in Jesus Christ. And what we have to do is we have to start casting down every vain imagination, casting down the things that we know does not line up to the will and the word of God. And as we do that, get the facts of what the word says about us. Give every scripture for the situation that you're in and begin to read it and decree it by faith. Speak the facts of the word, because the word of God, when we begin to speak the word of God, our faith says God is true. His word is true. It will come to pass in our lives. God is faithful. God cannot lie to us. And everything that he's spoken is true. And when you begin to line up and you begin to speak the word as the fact, not as something that you know, they told you to believe, but it is the facts of my life. This is what I believe. This is what I know is true. When you begin to do that, the battle that is coming against you, it might kick up a little bit. It might get a little bit more intense, but you have authority over the enemy, and you command the mind of Christ to be in you. You command the word of God to be in you, because the word of God lets us know that we are to renew our mind daily. Every time we renew our mind, we take the fulfillment of all that Jesus Christ is, the fulfillment of all that he is, and we put it into action. We put life to it. We put power to it in our life. Because he is who he is. He will not deny himself. But we must believe that he is, and all that he is, and that he's a rewarder, and that he's a faithful God, and that he's given us the grace to walk out this soul salvation, this life, this place that he's called us to, and to win for his glory. So we have to allow the enemy not to quarrel in our mind, not to come against us in that arena and make us walk contrary to the will of the word of God, because the enemy comes with thought, as I said before. He comes with former actions and former deeds, because what the enemy does is he studies. He has a strategy that he uses against us. He gathers information, and he gathers information because he knew us before we ever became saved. And then after we become saved, he uses his demonic kingdom to study us, to see what we do on a daily, regular basis, to see how we walk our life out, what habits we have, what patterns, what desires, the tendencies, and even the weak places of our life. And when he sees these weak places and these tendencies and these habits and these patterns and the desires of our life, he uses the former things of what he knew about us when we were in his kingdom. And he begins to form a plan to take us out, to hit us. And he does this through thoughts, through temptation, through familiar devices, through circumstances and situations, through pressure, to try to get us to collapse and to believe what he's saying. That's why we have to renew our mind with the word. That's why we have to command the mind of Christ to be in us. That's why we have to cast out every vain imagination. We have to walk by faith and not by sight. We are commanded to live by faith. Faith pleases God, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. We have to be around believers that are strong that are have gone through some battles and have overcome. So it encourages our faith that in the midst of what we're going through, we see other people who have won, who have overcome. And what I like about it is when Joshua was going to take the children of Israel into their promised land, I love it that he told the tribes that had already given their land, given their property. He told them to leave their family, their children there, leave the old, the elderly men there, and to come and fight with them. And the reason why I believe that that was so, because it was an encouragement to those who were on the way to possessing, on the way to gathering, to getting what God had promised them. As they looked around, they saw tribes that had already won, that made them understand that the promise that they were fighting for is nigh them, that it was before them, that they were going to conquer and win it, because they saw around them people that had already won it, already conquered, already walked and possessed it. And that is encouragement, because when you are going through certain things, you need to be around people who have won some battles to encourage you, to let you know that the same God that did it to them will do it for you. And you have now an overcoming testimony, as well as you pursue and are in pursuit of the things that God has promised you. The enemy does not want you to win, because he wants you to walk in the place of ignorance. Truth brings light and life. And when we walk in the light and the life of God, which is the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our pathway, that life exposes darkness. It exposes the plans and the plots of the enemy. It exposes the pitfalls. It exposes every lie that he's told. So when we walk in the truth, we expose the enemy for what he is, a liar, and we know that he's the father of lies. So that any lie that has ever been told, it came from him. Our identity with Christ Jesus is sure. It is founded on everything that Jesus has already done, already accomplished, already won. And our identity in him, because he has already conquered, because he's the King of Kings, he's the Savior, he's the one that's given us our identity, our new life. It is through him. And because of that, we have overcome and are overcomers. And the enemy knows that as we begin to walk in these facts and walk in this life and walk in our identity, nothing will be impossible, because we are living for the glory of the King. We're living by faith, knowing that everything that God is telling us is true, his word is true, and it will come to pass in our lives. And we have this marvelous grace that the enemy hates, because when he thinks that God should throw us away, God's love and grace covers the multitudes of our sin. It takes us and it tells us we are who he's already pronounced that we are. It strengthens us. It encourages us. It gives us the power and the authority to win, to leap over troops and walls, to understand that everything is going to work together for our good, to know that the purpose of everything that we go through is to bear fruit, and we're going to bear much fruit in the name of the Lord, that as we walk by faith and not by sight, not walking according to the flesh, but walking according to the Spirit, we're going to see the demonstration of God's power and authority in our life in ways that we have never, ever seen. Galatians 5:16 says this, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh." To walk by the Spirit means that we have to set our minds on things above, set our minds on heavenly things, set our minds on the Word of God, set our minds on the things of the kingdom. Our identity in Jesus Christ is linked to his Word by faith and the grace of God. And so every time we begin to grab that grace and grab our identity and the Word of God, we make the enemy out to be a liar, because prove more and more that our God has already done these things, and we're walking in a finished product of what he's done, going through the process. And as we go through the process, the influence of the Holy Spirit is going to be upon our life, and he's going to enable us to have everything that we need by the grace of God. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Do not give up. Do not be dismayed. Your identity with God is sure. Your identity with God is steadfast. As long as you stay in the mindset that says, I believe God, and everything else around me is a lie. I pray that you've been encouraged and empowered in this 15 minutes, and that you continue to walk in your identity, speaking the word of God by faith, walking in grace of God, growing in the knowledge of who Christ Jesus is. Be blessed. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thanks for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there, and we will see you again tomorrow at the same time for 15 minutes empowered through the Word. God bless you.